You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I didn't say anything to the guys. I think it was one of those where collectively we knew, you know, we needed to step up in general, regardless of who's in. You know, we feel as if the next man up, and we shouldn't lack the way we play, the style of our play. We shouldn't lack any of that. So that was sort of the mantra or the mindset going into that after Tyreek got hurt. I slid and I got hit. That's what.
I wasn't concerned at all.
There's a lot of factors that sort of went into what happened last year, what happened years prior, that we've, I would say, fixed or, you know, kind of turned around with how we go about nutrition on game days, etc. So yeah,
there you have it. Concussion-free nutrition on game day. All right. Hey, Omar Kelly, Miami Herald Dolphins columnist, joins us this morning. Omar, late night, bud. Appreciate you coming on this morning. How you doing?
No problem. I'm in the drive taking my daughter to her wonderful school, so it's all good.
Good.
Got to be a parent.
Hey, and you, I know you put a lot of time in that, Omar, and you do a good job with it. So, hey, want to ask you a crazy one last night, first of all. The loss, let's start with the loss of Tyreek, now going to be out for the season.
Yeah.
How big of loss in the offense is it going to be? I know some people downplaying it a little bit last night because of the change of the offense and not the down the field stuff. I think it's a huge loss. He's still a number one receiver. What do you think?
It's a massive loss. I'm not sure outside of a quarterback, a team could lose a bigger offensive piece. As my fellow colleague with the Sun Sentinel says, and he's classic for saying this, the Dolphins offense is Tyreek and the threat of Tyreek. And now you no longer have the threat of Tyreek. So it'll be interesting to see how defenses will adjust and change how they play him. Does it mean that it's going to suffocate the offense? I doubt that because I've seen the offense without Tyreek plenty. And it just forces Tua to have to be sharper and have to be more, you know, on point with distribution of the ball. Getting Darren Waller back, getting Darren Waller for the first time, it really showed what their vision was for the offense. Now, you know, unfortunately, they've got to tailor it a little bit more around the other weaponry. I think Jalen Waddle will get a lot of extra attention.
Yeah.
The question is, who else is going to step up? And, you know, I'm a big D. Estridge fan. Obviously, Malik Washington is a slot receiver, so he's going to have a more prominent role. Nick Westbrook, Akine, and then a name that most Dolphin fans don't know, but Theo Weiss Jr. He's a young, talented wide receiver, but he's got to learn the offense.
Yeah.
But he's definitely got some talent.
How surprised were you to see Darren Waller? I know Mike had mentioned we got some things we want to do maybe in the red zone with him, mm-hmm. and different packages,
yeah,
we put together. I was surprised on how quick and how athletic he looked after being out of football so long and going into a game situation with the live bullets flying.
Yeah, I will say this about Darren Waller, and I think a lot of the fan base and a lot of media kind of owe him an apology, because some people are like, oh, he's just here for a check, or oh, we're getting OBJ'd again. You know, Darren Waller is a guy who he represents way more than just Darren Waller the player. He represents recovery and addiction and, you know, people fighting depression. Like, there are a lot of people who are Darren Waller fans. So he doesn't just play the game for himself.
Well, then I guess I got to apologize. I got to be on the apology then. I get mine out of the way early.
I
didn't know what to expect, man. I had no idea. Guy's been out that long, and all of a sudden, I mean, I think it's more than fair to wonder, like, how serious are you about coming back? And he missed all of camp, but he looked so good. I give him credit.
I remember talking to Frank Smith at some point in the offseason when he wasn't practicing about what kind of impact Darren Waller has and why they're so committed to him. And literally, Frank Smith is nearly tearing up. Like, and when you're just having somebody ask you a regular question about somebody and you're starting to tear up, you know how important or significant that person is. Like Frank Smith, Darren Waller might be the most important person in Frank Smith's career. Darren Waller credits Frank Smith for basically saving his career. Frank Smith credits Darren Waller for like jump starting his career. Like, it's, you know, there's a connection there. So I'm not surprised that he got that many targets. And clearly, the defense told me as well, like, we saw that in practice, so we're not really that surprised.
Yeah, well, I got to tell you, and by the way, you talk about a classic way to use him as the biggest target you have, back of the end zone, throw the ball up high, where he's either going to get it or nobody's going to get it and comes down with it. And two touchdowns in the red zone, so it was great stuff. Hey, so going forward, more Achan now as well, or – is going to be more maybe with the other running backs, because they got the running game going a little bit last night?
I always advise them against overloading Achan. I'm sorry. The last thing I want to do is lose Tyreek Hill and then lose Devon Achan. You got to get Ollie Gordon going a little bit. And I still stress this. I think their I formation plays, I think their pistol plays, are the best that they do. The best thing that this offensive line can do, and you know how I feel about this offensive line, Joe, but they can run block. Like, you don't hear me taking shots at them about their run blocking ability. They can run block. So play to their strengths. I would love to see this Dolphins team become more of a committed running team. And I think Mike McDaniel took a step in that direction. Even when it wasn't working, he stayed with it yesterday. And, I'm proud of him. That's a step in the right direction for Mike, because he becomes such, so on the Tyreek Hill tit. He forgot that, hey, there are other ways you could eat. And this is that's always been surprising to me, because the run game is how Mike McDaniel got to where he is. So I'd love to see them pour into the run game a little bit more. And it's not just Devon Achane. It's more Ollie Gordon than anything.
I thought Mike's play calling was outstanding yesterday. Not only sticking with the running game, but getting two outside the pocket with great fakes and the bootlegs, but really good play action fakes with the running game, and then especially getting receivers open.
You know what, Joe? When your pocket is consistently compromised, how about we move the quarterback out the pocket?
Yeah.
How about – and that's the thing. I think people forget Tua is athletic. Tua can move. Do you want him running? No. But that doesn't – moving doesn't necessarily mean running. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, there's a difference. Sliding around. You're right. He's not going to take off like the guys playing against last night and run for 25 yards. But he keeps plays alive, and he can get outside and make throws like he did last night. Yes.
Yeah. Like, move the launch point. Okay. If you're play action game, like you can roll the quarterback a little bit. And that's what they did. Obviously Buffalo, it was a short week. I could see them working in that direction, because when you have a compromised offensive line, and yes, they made a switch to a starting unit, and I got to go through the film to see how the new right guard played, Cole Strange. But when you have a compromised offensive line, you got to do things differently. And fans, they want to say what Tua can't do, but they forget what Tua can do. And when he is like, when he was coming out of high school, Tua was the number one dual threat quarterback in college. I mean, in high school level, like, the guy can move. Should he run? No, but he could definitely move.
Hey, let's move the defense. I know you got some stuff out today, and defense, really got off to a shaky start before getting the takeaway down on the goal line there before the Jets were ready to score. Going forward,
wasn't just that drive, Joe.
No, it was the whole damn game. Yeah, no. When you run for 200 yards or almost 200, it's not a good number in the NFL. What?
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's the biggest problem.
Can't stop the run. Those young rookie defensive tackles, they're not good. They're not good. They're not ready. And I'm sorry. I think you give them one more game, but you gotta. I'm sorry. I'm calling Christian Wilkins, figuring out, hey, Christian, you still got your Miami home? Let's see where you are in your rehab. We want to get you back in this league and get you back going right, because it is trash. It is tremendously bad. And every defensive coordinator will tell you, if you cannot stop the run, you cannot have a good defense. And they cannot stop the run. It's every opponent, every week, every team putting you in horrible third down situations. Then you can't rush the quarterback. Then you can't get pressure on the quarterback, so you can't get turnovers. And luckily, they did get turnovers yesterday, but those turnovers were luck. That wasn't a we created turnovers. I'm sorry. A lot of those turnovers are luck.
Man, those aren't luck. Those guys, they're putting their bodies on the ball, man. The guys are running around but
you're supposed to punch at the ball, but whether the ball comes out or not, Joe, I think that's luck more than anything. And they say they emphasized it, and that's great. But I'm sorry, Joe. Do you think that this team can survive? Do you think this team can produce a winning season allowing 5.1 yards?
No. That number, I mean, they've obviously dropped now to 158 yards a game. They're giving up 5.1 average. It's not going to work. I'm with you. So is it Jordan Phillips? Is it Kenneth Grant? Is it both guys struggling right now?
It's everybody, Joe. I'm not going to finger point, and I don't like to blame rookies. I give rookies till game eight. Like Jonah's been struggling. You're not going to hear a word out of my mouth till game eight. Because they just have to adjust to the game.
Yeah, they got to keep playing, man. We knew there was going to be growing pains.
I get you. They got to keep playing, but that you could keep playing as a backup. They put too much on their plate too soon, and this is what happens when you go with young players, and it's not fair to have these lofty expectations on them. But when they are compromising your defense, you have to do something. And I'm at the point now where this isn't going to work. It's not going to work. And you got to do, like, people are all obsessed about the offense and Tua Tagovailoa, and obviously losing Tyreek is not a good thing. But problem number one for the Miami Dolphins team is they can't stop the run. That's problem number one. And I know people don't want to put it in proper perspective, but you will be having a challenge every single day, every single week, if you can't stop the run.
Well, everybody's doing the same thing, running between the tackles, man. We saw it week one, and it didn't stop in week four for sure. Hey, real quickly, I got to tell you, man, I think Jack Jones and Rasul Douglas, I'm going to be the first one to say this, are playing pretty well. That coverage last night was really good from both veteran guys. They're playing their ass off.
Absolutely. They are. Bye, baby. Have a good day, okay? They are.
Wish you wouldn't talk to me that way. You kind of turned me on a little bit there. Omar, thank you.
You
call me baby, have a nice day. Jeez, my wife never says that. Thank you.
You know what? And I said the wrong thing because she wants me to call her Angel. So I should have said, I said bye, Angel.
Goodbye to you too, sweetheart.
Just imagine where Jack Jones and Rasul, and I don't blame the Dolphins for what they did because. They're going young. They shed all their starters. They lost Cater. And, you know, they're trying to make the best of a bad situation that you intentionally put your team in, which is another whole different conversation. But imagine where Sue Douglas and Jack Jones would be if maybe they'd been here all of OTAs or all of training camp. Because Jack Jones was an unemployed free agent for a long time, and I know why. Rasul Douglas,
I don't think Rasul is in any hurry to get to anybody's camp till the end. I think he knew exactly what he needed.
You're not wrong, but maybe you put an extra $500,000 on the plate and he was like, all right, let me come to camp. Or you tell him, you know, you ain't got to work that hard during camp.
Yeah.
I agree with you, Joe, but we began the conversation.
Omar, you're breaking up on me. I don't know where you are. You broke up a little bit on your last side. Hey, I just want to say this to you. Feel better about this team and a 27-21 win, or are you still concerned?
What happened yesterday does not make me more confident in the team. In fact, losing Tyreek and the fact that you cannot stop the run just makes me even more concerned. You got to evolve. You got to adjust. And this is probably going to be the biggest challenge of Mike McDaniel's career now, coaching this team without Tyreek. Yeah. And even when you didn't have Tua and you had a quarterback who basically spent 5 minutes in the offense before he actually had to go play, that was a great challenge. You still had Tyreek and you still had the threat of Tyreek. Now what do you do when you don't have one of the best weapons in the NFL terrorizing defensive coordinators?
Omar, thank you. And you're right about Tyreek. And even with the short passing game, he's still a threat. You still talk about don't let him get past you in the secondary. So I'm with you. Thank you so much, man. Appreciate you coming on.
All right. Talk to you later.
Omar Kelly, Miami Herald Dolphins columnist, joining us this morning.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.